The Justice Department is pondering what to do about a warning sign in crime statistics. Across this country, overall crime rates are far lower than they were a generation ago.
But people in certain cities and neighborhoods know very well that the trend is not universal. Several major cities report a rise in homicides and other violence this year.
Federal officials are asking what they can do to help. NPR's Kerry Johnson has been talking with those officials, including Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
Just last week, the FBI said violent crime experienced a slight drop in 2014, but that data doesn't always conform to what people are seeing and hearing on their streets this year.
In New Orleans, the blood-spattered bad old days are making a comeback.
7 murders over 7 days. The district has seen a dramatic spike.
It's just been one shooting after the other on the streets of Baltimore.
Shootings overnight in St. Louis, sending the city murder rate to 81 people.
So what's going on?
I mean, I think it's complicated is the bottom line.
Michael Thompson directs the Justice Center at the Council of State Governments. Thompson says people need to stop looking for one clear nationwide answer when it comes to crime trends.
This is not one monolithic system. We often say in our business that when you travel from one state to the next, you need a passport for each different state capital.
Homicides are up this year over last in big cities such as Milwaukee, St. Louis, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. But each of those places has their own mix of problems, and those problems range from drug abuse to domestic violence. In Chicago, for instance, U.S. Attorney Zach Farden recently pointed the finger at gangs, like the Gangster Disciples and the Latin Kings.
Gang factions that are constantly recruiting new members and are recruiting them young. In our most violence-afflicted neighborhoods, we're now seeing kids affiliate with gang factions as early as the first and second grades.
Farden told the City Club of Chicago the problem extended to indiscriminate shootings that followed episodes of disrespect and trash talk. On the 4th of July weekend alone, Farden said, 50 people were shot.
A 26-year-old was shot in the finger, a 17-year-old was shot in the leg, a 24-year-old in the groin, a 19-year-old in the armpit.
After last week's deadly rampage at a school in Oregon, the nation's attention swung to mass shootings. But in an interview with NPR, Attorney General Loretta Lynch says she's equally concerned with the day-to-day toll in many American cities.
The causes of what we're seeing are so varied, and we're still looking, frankly, to determine what are we fully seeing. We don't have all the data in yet from 2015, so we don't know whether or not this is a long-term sustained problem or things that happen over the summer, or that may in fact be limited to an episodic issue in a particular city.
Asked whether police may have backed off enforcing the law after backlash, the Ferguson effect, Lynch suggests law enforcement may need more resources. Lynch is hosting a violence summit today in Washington for police and political leaders from 20 cities. She says the Justice Department wants to help. And here's how. By connecting cities that face similar troubles, sharing strategies that work to reduce violent crime, and offering states money to buy technology to solve crimes or hire more police.
Because as I look out at all of our communities, we want all of our children to have equal opportunities. We want them all to feel equally safe, whether they're walking home from school or a basketball game. And we want them to know that there's someone to whom they can reach out to when they do feel endangered.
There's a limit to what the Justice Department can do. But federal law enforcement officials seem determined to use their bully pulpit. FBI Director James Comey told reporters last week he's very concerned about violence in some big cities. Comey said it's too easy for many people to drive around neighborhoods where young men of color are killed and not give them a second thought. He plans to talk more about that problem, starting with a speech in Cleveland next week. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.